In this week's Everyday Grammar, we continue a trip around the world. But instead of seeing famous places, we will learn about wonderful foods of different countries. We will also learn about grammar and writing along the way. In a recent lesson, we explored how to describe a national dish. We asked our listeners and readers around the world to write us messages about their country's national dish. Today, we give feedback on some of the writing that we received. Let's start in Ukraine. Here is part of a message Yanina wrote to us.
Borscht is the national dish of Ukraine. Borscht consists of water, vegetables, meat, and spices.
Yanina's message was wonderful. Yanina used the structures we described in our previous lesson, the phrasal verb consist of, as well as exact nouns, water, meat, and spices. Our main suggestion is to include a few more details about borscht. Perhaps use adjectives such as savory, spicy, or rich. For example, you might say borscht is a rich, savory dish that consists of water, vegetables, meat, and spices. Next, we read part of a message from May in Taiwan.
Beef noodle is the national dish of Taiwan. It is a cozy dish that consists of noodles, boneless beef, and full of vegetables. Every year, the Taipei International Beef Noodle Festival holds a competition to find Taiwan's best beef noodle soup.
Our main suggestions are to include soup at the beginning of the message and remove full of from its position before the noun vegetables. We might change the first sentence to this.
Beef noodle soup is the national dish of Taiwan. It is a cozy dish that consists of noodles, boneless beef, and vegetables.
We especially enjoyed May's use of the adjective cozy. It suggests warmth and comfort. The term really helps bring the dish to life. Now let's learn about Brazil's national dish. Here is part of a message from Leonardo.
Feijoada is the national dish of Brazil. It's a delicious dish that consists of rice, black beans, pork, and kale. And get better when you have it drinking caipirinha.
Leonardo's message described the dish very well. Our main suggestions are for the final sentence. We suggest including a subject, as in the dish, and including the short word with. Also, a caipirinha is the national alcoholic drink of Brazil. We might update the sentence to something like this.
And the dish gets better when you drink a caipirinha with it.
Now let's turn to part of a message from Julia in Russia.
The traditional national dish is soup shi, or cabbage soup. It is in two versions. In first version, the main ingredient is fresh cabbage. In second version, the main ingredient is sauerkraut.
Julia's message was very interesting because it explored two versions of the same dish, one with fresh cabbage and one with preserved or pickled cabbage known as sauerkraut. Our main suggestions are to include known as in the first sentence and to change the structure of the following sentences a little. One way to update the message might be like this.
The traditional national dish is a soup known as shi, or cabbage soup. There are two versions of it. In the first version, the main ingredient is fresh cabbage. In the second version, the main ingredient is sauerkraut.
Finally, let's examine part of a message from Firuza. The message describes Iran's national dish.
Gorma sabzi is the national dish of Iran. It is main dish that consists of red beans, vegetable, dried lemu, and meat. It is served with rice.
Firuza's message was clear and easy to understand. Our central suggestions are to remove main and add an S to the verb consist. Also, be sure to not capitalize the nouns vegetable, meat, and so on. These nouns are not capitalized because they are not at the beginning of a sentence and are not proper nouns. That means they are not names of people or places, for example. We might update the message to something like this.
Gorma sabzi is the national dish of Iran. It is a dish that consists of red beans, vegetables, dried limes, and meat. It is served with rice.
We enjoyed reading all the messages sent to us by our readers and listeners. Of course, there were messages that we did not include in this lesson or the previous lesson. We wish that we could have included all of them. Still, we hope that everyone can take some ideas from today's report. We also hope that you have learned a little about the wonderful kinds of dishes that exist in the world. I'm John Russell.